The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
It seems to us like whenever we ask you guys the most random questions, there's always somebody, at least one, in the audience that will call us in the Burt Show community that will call us and say, yep, that's me you're talking about.
It only takes one.
I think I got one today.
Okay.
I'm on a scale of about, on 1 to 10 confidence, about 7.5 on this one.
Okay.
So I'm fascinated by this new relationship that the dude from the Rolling Stones is having, this Ron Wood guy. You heard about this?
No.
Dude's 61 years old.
Mm-hmm.
61, and he just fell in love with a 20-year-old girl, and they are having a relationship right now.
Ugh.
He is ready to dump his wife, I think.
He's probably 25, because he's always done this, hasn't he?
I don't know. I don't know what the history is there.
He's gotta go younger.
But, I mean, she's going to have to be his granddaughter.
That's exactly where I'm going with this, all right? 61 and 20, which is a 41-year age difference.
God.
In the relationship.
It's two generations.
Is there anybody listening that has somebody in their family that has dated somebody with more of an age discrepancy of 41 years than what we're hearing right now? 404-741-Q100. Now, the wife says that, and again, I don't know how old she is. So let's round up and say she's 30.
Okay.
She says, no. This thing is all in this Russian girl's mind. It's not really happening. But she said, the Russian girl says, we are moving in together. It is on, and I don't care that he's 61 years old. It is real. It is physical, she has said.
Oh, God.
That was the thing that I was thinking about, too. I was like, well, I mean, it does give him points in that department.
It gives him points?
Well, I mean,
that he can still get a 20-year-old?
Yeah.
Like, if he wasn't singing the guitar, he wouldn't.
I mean, his other 60-year-old friends are high-fiving him if they can get their arm up that high, for sure.
Right.
But for
her... what I'm trying to say without saying it, right?
Anyway. Well, yeah, I just don't think it. I think that's all perception. I don't know.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, this 19-year-old's getting in the news. Like, her name's going to be plastered all over the place. She's probably an aspiring model or actress or something.
Sure.
So I think everybody assumes that means he has endurance when he doesn't. He's 61.
This is a gear that women have that guys just, for the most part, as generalizations go, this is a gear that women have that guys don't. Where you know if there is some celebrity or money or power that you can get past the looks of any guy and have sex with them, where I don't think most guys can do that. The age difference is 41 years. That's what we're trying to beat here.
Oh, we're getting calls?
And we got two lined up. Ready to go. Charles, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, okay. I'm sad to say that there's someone in my family that fits this thing.
Okay.
My grandmother died, and my grandfather got involved with a woman that was 28 years old, and he was over, I think he was just about to turn 70 at that point in time, right before his 70th birthday.
70 and 25.
No, 29. 28.
29. So 41, 28. So it's the same exact age difference. That's nothing.
It's 41. we tied it at 41.
Did your family freak out and lose their minds?
Yes, they did. As a matter of fact, there was some severe talk with my grandfather about the whole thing, and then about the time Christmas rolled around, she rolled up his credit cards on her kids, and he realized that he was just being taken for a ride, and it was annulled.
Duh. I mean, no offense, but I mean, there's no reason a young girl is going to be with a man that old unless it's for his money.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I mean,
no doubt.
Seriously. I mean, no offense
that's
to people
thing.
Are calling and saying it's about love. It's not. I mean,
that's
if you're
the
19,
thing
no.
That as a guy is so fascinating to me. Like, a woman can mentally check out of making love to a 70-year-old man in order to get that money at the end of the rainbow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Women can.
I could.
Mm-mm. Christine, good morning. You're on Q100. Actually, we got more than one call. Hey, Christine.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Yes, my sister is 29, and she has been seeing this man. He is 73.
No way.
Now, he happened to be a celebrity and was in a very, very well-known movie, but I cannot say what movie.
You can't do that.
You
I don't believe
to.
You.
Come
yep.
on.
I swear to God, you know, it's been going on for many years. We actually met this person many years ago, and a couple of years ago, he told her how he felt about her, and that just goes from there.
That's 44-year age difference right there. We've
Jack
got
Nicholson.
A
no.
I think he's 73. Is this the name, the celebrity, we would know the name immediately?
You would definitely know the movie immediately. It is... one of the best movies of all time, and you could say it to anyone around the world, and they would know the movie.
And he's 73 years old.
Yes.
Melissa doesn't believe you.
Yeah, I just...
Every time an angel is born, a bell rings.
What?
That movie?
No.
What is that?
People have passed away in that movie.
73 and 29. Okay,
yes,
44-year age difference.
Yes.
And she's still seeing him today?
Yes, still seeing him today. They see each other all the time.
Can you give us one of the co-stars in the movie? I'm so curious.
Will you tell Melissa off the air? Just because she won't believe you until you do.
Is he a married guy? Is that why it has to be a secret?
Well, there's just more to it. And he, you know,
he's married.
He comes to Atlanta very, very frequently. And a lot of people in Atlanta know him. And it's just one of those things that we just don't want to put out on the air.
Because he's married.
No, not necessarily. But it's just
something
that we don't... talk about.
I don't want to get
serious. Who you tell? Can you tell Melissa off the air? Because I have guesses that I don't want to say out loud. But I think if I just want somebody to tell me if I'm right or wrong.
And we promise we'll never say it on the air. Promise.
Okay, I'll tell her off the air.
There you go, Melissa. Oh, I'm so excited. And don't
we can't say this on the air.
Don't say it right away because I want to guess.
Okay.
Turn my microphone off. Hold on, I will.
So the age difference to beat right now is 44 years.
44 years.
Jeez. Good morning, Amy. You're on Q100.
Hey.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I have a cousin who is 23, and she just had a baby with a 78-year-old.
What?
Wow.
55-year age difference?
It's kind of gross.
78 and 23, and she just had his baby?
Yes.
Oh, damn. Damn.
Damn that. Damn that.
Hell yeah.
Hell no.
Is he very wealthy? Does your sister say she's in love with him?
No. They just met, and they decided to get together, and then they had a baby.
I missed the first part of that. What was that?
Yeah, he has a little bit of money, but, I mean, he's not like Rockefeller or anything like that, but yeah.
That's got a border on some kind of psychological thing that you need to talk to somebody professionally about. If you're 23 and you're attracted to a 78-year-old man.
You don't really have a daddy complex. You have a granddaddy complex.
Yeah, that's too much. And she just had his baby. So she's sleeping with the guy. And did she say they do everything?
As far as I know, they do everything. I really don't want to know.
It's not even the...
Oh, no.
It's not that part. It's that really freaks me out.
Oh, God.
It's not even really
it's
the sex
what?
Part.
It's the...
It's not the... It's the... Of a 78-year-old man.
Look at you.
It's not a home run. It's third base. It kind of jacks me all up.
I just don't think it would last long. I just don't think that it.
They got all sorts of pills now, man. I mean,
apparently something lasted long enough.
Wow. Right. I'm surprised. I mean, 55. Does she have to work or is she completely taken care of? I mean, I'm just trying to figure it out.
She's She doesn't work, no.
Yeah,
I would slap my sister.
I'd slap myself.
Oh,
damn, man. Thank you for calling.
All right, you have a good day.
All right, a different kind
she
of shopping
She doesn't work.
Here.
She sleeps with a 78-year-old man, just had his baby, and she's not after him for the money?
Come on. Now, that's a 55-year age difference. We can't beat that. Can't be done. But this could be just as shocking. Marlena, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. My cousin started dating this man. Whenever she was about 15, he used to come to our little softball games in junior high, and they met. We're from a small town. They started dating. He actually had a live-in girlfriend that was the same age at the time, and she was one of our substitute teachers. So there was drama in school for at least a good year or so, cat fights and so forth. He ended up breaking up with this older lady and started dating my cousin, and they ended up getting married and having a baby.
And he was how old and she was how old?
He was in his 50s. He had already hit his retirement.
Oh. And she was how old?
15.
She was 15.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were married for at least a good 10 years, and he had grown children in their 20s and 30s.
I would slap my daddy.
Scandalous.
We're slapping a lot of people this morning.
A lot of
sisters and daddies.
Oh.
I'm glad my parents live far away, and I don't have any siblings. I'll beat the hell out of them.
Why is it everybody's cousin? I just find that really strange. Hey, Cassie, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. I have a cousin who is 18, and she is married to an 81-year-old man.
Oh, disgusting.
81 and 18?
18 and 81. They got married in June.
That's wrong.
You have got to be kidding me. Can we talk to her?
I don't know where she is right now. They're actually on vacation.
Where?
Branson.
I couldn't tell you. I don't know.
On their honeymoon, did they travel with a nurse?
I don't know.
81 and 18. So there must be just a load of money we're talking about right now.
He is a multimillionaire.
Yes,
of course he
is.
Yep.
Wow.
He is a multimillionaire, and she has totally changed since they got together. You know, she's had a ton of plastic surgery. He actually walks with a walker, and he has to be pushed sometimes in a wheelchair.
Well, so she must be doing the math on this, and she's thinking, okay, when he dies, which could be any minute, and she may be actually killing him on his vacation right now, that I get all this money, and it's not going to have to be that long. So let's say the dude lives to 85.
So pulling an Anna Nicole.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he definitely has one foot in the grave already, and the other one's halfway in there.
Did she sign a prenuptial agreement?
No, they did not.
Now, does he have children with other people?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's got one child that's 62.
Oh, damn.
And that child is mad.
she's mad.
Where does an 81 and an 18-year-old meet?
I couldn't even tell you where they met. It's disgusting to me. I don't even want to hear it because to see them together is gross.
She must have been like a caretaker or something, you know, like a...
She was a dancer.
Yeah, Anna Nicole was a stripper.
She was a stripper.
She was a dancer.
Well, that clears up where they meet.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
81 and 18.
81 and 18.
Unbelievable.
63-year age difference. Wow.
See what you can get when you can make it rain?
This does go both ways.
Oh, that means throwing the bills up in the air.
Oh, I was like, what?
Here's to let go.
I'm almost afraid to ask.
It's tough because he has to let go of his walker, and sometimes he gets off balance. She helped him up.
Gets disoriented.
Because that's the only thing he's making it rain with.
Every now and then, there is a guy with the same gear that a woman has, and they can turn it off and make love to somebody way, way, way older than he is.
Okay.
Adrian, good morning. You're on
Q100. Hey there.
Hi.
Yeah, it's gross.
Okay.
My brother-in-law is 26, and his girlfriend is 68, I believe.
Oh,
as old
kidding.
As his mama. It's nasty.
26 and 68, and they are intimate with each other.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Of course, I mean, it's definitely for money. He's not a good person, but yeah.
And she's pretty wealthy?
Yeah, she's got money. She's taking care of him. She supports habits and stuff. So, yeah,
wow.
he doesn't have to work or anything.
Have you seen her at 68? Is she more built like she's 50? Or is she,
No.
Or is she more built like she's 78?
Yeah.
And he's going for it.
I'm in love with my grandma.
Yeah.
Thank you. Again, it's not even the it's not the home run really that to me is the he's
he may not be. He may not be doing that.
If she's paying for everything for him, he better.
Yeah, he is.
That maybe. Right there, that is earning, that is overtime.
Nothing is free.
Yep.
That
yep.
is for sure.
That's true. That's
true. The Burt Show.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Bayard Winthrop, founder of American Giant. We make all our clothing right here in the U.S. with American cotton and American workers. Get 20% off your first order when you use code GIANT20 at American-Giant.com.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.